You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. Now, it's been a little while.
We
had a plan. People are going to be like, man, I thought they like quit or something. Like, no. We had a plan of how to go about this when we started our podcast because I was a professional musician to start.
Right.
And my idea was we get out as much as we can to start. You give people enough content to kind of create, which I believe, you know, becoming number three in the UAE.
I think
it was not bad. Not a bad tactic.
Right.
But now, especially since our kids are home for summer,
yeah,
we're going to slow this down to about two episodes a week, which I think is a more sustainable pace for most people.
Yes.
And we're going to, people are going to see a lot more marketing from some of our older episodes because we have so much to dive into that we created within the last 2 months. It was just
crazy.
Absurd. But we're going to slow down and kind of focus a little more on our shows now, and we'll try to do two a week. We'll probably have more interviews in 2 a week,
right?
But I feel like for my guests, I want to have a little more shine on them,
right,
as opposed to just being able to pop
blast
these out
it all out. Yeah.
So I know for a fact that today's guest, and I love having, I have these pre-interviews. Nobody else ever hears these. Just
right.
It's just us and our guests. But I always connect so well with the guests during the pre-interview that I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm so excited.
It's so today exciting is, that you just jump right into, yeah, you know.
Today is no different. Today we have sex coach Lauren on with us,
yep,
and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So Lauren, welcome. Thank you for coming, and please tell us what you do.
Welcome, everybody who is listening. Thanks so much, Jesse, Jason and Stephanie. I appreciate you guys having me on. I am a sex, love, and relationship coach. I help individuals and couples authentically tap into their sexuality in ways that, you know, society can kind of tell us not to do those things, not to explore those things, and not to really talk about those things. So I have been selling romance enhancer products with one of the best companies in the United States out of Rhode Island. I'm originally from Mass. They are called Athena's Home Novelties. So I've been slinging sex toys since 2013. So I
found awesome
new ways. Thanks. It's fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's I noticed too, a lot of times couples are looking for newer ways to connect, but so you give them the toys, but they don't have like the emotional tools sometimes on how to bring that into the relationship without it being awkward. So that
you don't just like buy a bunch and then just like throw them there and say, hey, figure it out. Because that's what I did for years.
Sweet, yeah, yeah.
And that's... look, we ended up here, so obviously it worked eventually.
It but works for you guys.
The one toy.
He only uses one toy.
Oh,
I've
that's
got 500 of them.
Yeah, the well.
It's so basic too. It's a sore subject. Honestly, we'll need to dive into it a little bit because, like, I've spent thousands of dollars on a toy.
Yeah.
And yet it's the $30 one that she's like totally fucking
that's
obsessed with.
Simple ones can definitely do the trick, you know. It's
yeah,
everybody's
yeah
different on what they gravitate to.
See, what I think it is, though, I think she has an issue with instant gratification. She knows with this other one that
yeah
within 5 minutes she's going to hit that goal.
Yeah,
she doesn't have the patience to figure out what the other one's going to feel like before it gets there. You know what I mean?
I do.
Even though it gets to that point, she's like, no, I'm just not going to.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to break her out of, Lauren, is to be like, hey, maybe we don't need to have an end goal necessarily. We can just find this place that feels real good for a little while,
and
see what happens.
The cruise. It's like
the
that.
Cruise.
Yeah. A lot of the times, especially women, it actually takes clitoris owners, you know, 15 minutes to be properly lubricated for penetration, play. And usually during that 15 minutes, since we've been turning ourselves on our whole lives with our, you know, sexual self-care or foreplay, you know, getting to love our bodies, we know what does it. So it's some muscle memory in there that's like, I know this toy. I know exactly what to expect from it. And I know that I can get to where I want to be. So I go with that. Learning something new, it's like, you know, when you're trying a new toy, it's like, I don't know about this. We get really stuck up on the one we know, the tried and true.
About 30 seconds to be like, yeah, I can tell this ain't going to work.
I'm like,
you got to give it more than 30 seconds. Like, you haven't even gotten through all the modes yet.
Like, it's just not going to do it for me.
It's the instant gratification, and I get that. And also, there's different sensations with different types of toys. You have your vibrator, which is something inside spinning around on the body. It's like that. And a gyrator is a back and forth, like a little shake weight. So it's going to hit the body a little bit different. It's like a lower rumble. And then we have some that are like air pleasure technology that like gently sucks the clitoris up. It's just like a happy tornado wave. So if you know what you like for sensations, you're usually going to go right for that. There's so many different kinds, which is not usually like on the label either, too. Like a little in-depth.
Yeah. That's
we've
true.
We've tried, like, I really thought she was going to like the sucking one.
Yeah.
And I spent so much fucking money on different ones of those, too. And she'd like try it. She'd be like, yeah, it's cool. And then it would get to the point, she's like, nope, be done. And, like, literally no more than like 2 minutes, though. Okay. And I'm like, come on, you got to give it more than that. And she's like, nope, it's just not going to happen.
All right. So, Stephanie, like, okay. Can I ask you what was, you know, just you were like, no, I'm not sure about it. What was it? Was it like the sensation was different? What was it?
It just like, it almost like got like overwhelming, and it was just like, okay, it got to the point of like uncomfortable. And so it's like, I don't remember.
Intense.
Like, I don't even know which one you're talking
it's
about.
It's been a while since we've tried anything weird. So maybe tonight will be one of those nights so she can be refreshed.
Yeah, maybe.
So a lot of the times with the air pleasure or even like a newer toy, the more that the clitoris is stimulated, the more it's going to be enlarged. And with a different type of stimulation, if you're using a vibrator and then you go to something else that is a completely different stimulation, your body has to catch up. Be like, I don't know what to do. So if you like bring your body to baseline with some parasympathetic breaths and bring it down slow and let go of expectation, it can sometimes surprise you that like intense, it's very intense, which can be uncomfortable because your body isn't sure what to do. And as long as there's no pain, it's just that I don't know what's happening right now might be the uncomfortable thing. It's different. It's new.
Okay.
I think that's a problem that a lot of people probably have too, is you get to that point where it's uncomfortable and you're like, I'm not sure if this is pain or if this is normal or what's going to happen here because I haven't had this reaction. So instead of pushing through and finding out what's going to happen, I'm just going to stop and go back to what I'm comfortable with, especially somebody with anxiety like her.
Yes.
She wasn't going to go and explore that deeper because she didn't know what was going to come from that.
Right. I don't like the unknown. So
it's been awesome for us to be able to talk about with her because we're finding so many other women obviously are having these same issues where it's like, hey, we just didn't talk about it for so long, you know, in society. And now we're all trying to play this catch up game and we don't know how to read our own bodies.
Yep.
And it's, you know, thankfully for Stephanie, I just refused to allow her to not receive pleasure or, you know, that was just not going to be part of her life. She wasn't going to be able to say, no, I'm fine not having pleasure.
Right.
So I've been very, very headstrong in that.
I mean, and not like aggressively, but like,
no, but there's a lot of people that are just like, they're just going to say, hey, maybe I don't have the partner that's supporting me, in this journey and this feels weird for me. So it's just going to be better for me to just ignore it.
Yeah. Just avoid it.
I'll focus on my kids instead. That's healthy.
Yeah.
We get or something else.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else, laundry, dishes, work, anything else. And we, if we can't figure out what we want right then and there, sometimes we're really impatient with ourselves. And, you know, if you can kind of tap into a little bit more so too, it's like, if I don't know exactly what I want, if you have anxiety like myself or ADHD like myself, you get impatient with yourself really quick. And you get impatient with exploring new things because you don't know if you got to a gratifying place yet. And it seems like it can be a little bit more trouble than it's worth. And that's where like the dedication to what I do with my clients, it's like, you are going to schedule in some sexual self-care. And like, that's it. That's all you're doing. You don't have a goal, just an hour. Think about your senses and what you want. Do you want a candle there that you can look at when you're starting to feel anxious? And you can, you know, stop touching yourself for a minute. Just focus on that in your breathing. Do you need to be in a bath? toys are waterproof now. Yes.
Yeah.
Adult cup time, baby. Do you need, you know, a glass of wine or, you know, what else do you need? Some music? Play with your senses, or do you need to take away a sense because you're overstimulated? A blindfold, earplugs.
Yeah.
Focus it, try some new things and like, you know, just tack on, you know, write down, be like, okay, I think I like that. And then you cultivate this routine where you're exploring, getting to know yourself in a different way, possibly if this is newer to you, and it's, you end up looking forward to it. A new habit takes about 90 days to actually be cemented. So it's a challenge and it's a dedication to you. I'm rooting for you, Stephanie. Well, I'm going to check in. I'm checking in.
All right.
I kind of like what you said about, you know, also if you're overstimulated, take away some of those senses. Because I think that's a big thing that a lot of the moms that we hang out with, you know, handle. We're coming across a lot of like, hey, ADHD or on the spectrum somewhere or something like that. And they're just like, yeah, I want to be, you know, slutty. I want to be all this kind of stuff. But good Lord, I am overstimulated.
Right.
I don't want you to fucking talk to me.
Right.
I don't want you to hit on me. I don't want you to cuddle me. I just want you to fuck me. You know what I mean? It's a very common thing.
Yeah. It's like that one sensation, one thing, full blown to drown out the others.
Right.
Exactly.
Or like you said, like, you know, take away a sense or whatever. It's like, but I feel like whenever we do that, it's like, okay, I'll put on the blindfold, I'll put on the earphones, and then, you know, it's like, we almost do too much. Like, we take away too many senses, if that makes sense. Like, I don't know. Like, I just started
thinking. It's the first time I'm hearing this.
I just started thinking about it with, like, you know, with the, because, like, you'll do something where, like, I'll be tied up and then have the blindfold on and have the earphones on, and then it's like, I'm, like, fully immersed, but it's almost, like, maybe too much. I don't know. Like, I have fun. But then all of a sudden, I just get to this point where I'm like, okay, too much, I'm done. And then...
To be fair, we also haven't tried that since you've, like, conquered your anxiety a bit.
I have not, yeah.
So that could be, like, a totally new experience for you.
That is true.
This sounds like a new endeavor. And, Jason, I think that was awesome. You're like, I don't think I've ever heard that. So, Stephanie, too, maybe think a little bit about, okay, so when I'm almost at the point, can you notice? So when you try it again, I really hope you do. Can you notice when you're building up to being like, okay, I got to stop? Can you say a yellow and have everything slow down?
She cannot.
That's my issue is that I can't. She cannot. It's like,
we've worked on this for years.
We've tried for so long. Like, it'll be like, this feels really good. And then it just, I jump over that cliff.
Like, sure. Like, I've tried to have her like, okay, squeeze my hand a certain way instead of having to go vocal or tap or any fucking communication. At all, fucking Morse code, smoke signals, anything, nothing will work.
Okay, have you ever touched each other's hearts and like kind of tuned in to the beat? And if it's getting a little too high, that's subconscious stuff, you know. The conscious is the snap or the clap or the hit the bed.
She's just now getting into that. Where like I'm telling her, like, look, so we're having this journey, right? Sex has always been fun for us, but. And we've always had a connection, but now we're on this connection thing where it's like, okay, she's realizing we can like connect on a deeper level with it too. It's more than just fun. Because I've always been like, I can get into the zone with her. Like I could literally just destroy her body for hours. You know what I mean? Like I could just go to fucking town. But to her, it's like, that's a whole to-do. I'm like, no, you have to get yourself into this mindset to where like you're just... You're grooving as, you know, both, everybody's touching each other. Everything is blissful. You know what I mean? She's rubbing me. I'm rubbing her. It's just, you forget about time. You just, you're in this moment together. And we are getting closer to that.
I had a hard time shutting my brain off and like, not thinking like, okay, I have to do the dishes. I have to go, you know, make sure everything's taken care of, laundry, you name it. It hasn't
gotten easier as far as that goes. No, we just have different stresses. Like, oh, why haven't we gotten more fans today?
Right.
Or, oh, awesome, that reel only got 30 views. Why the fuck did that happen?
Right.
But
I have been working on it as far as, like, okay, being in the moment and, like...
We do have a lot more dishes in our sink now.
Laundry is not folded.
But she is in the moment.
And that's the thing. We, with that ADHD, and I love that you are both still on this journey and committed to knowing that it's a journey. It's And the dishes, that's a big thing. All the things that you think you have to do can take you out of the moment and you're focused on the clock and not fully on your partner and definitely not fully on yourself. So
right.
Kudos to you for having those dishes pile up, right? At the end,
we have to consciously pull it away.
Yeah, what was more important, that the orgasm or the dishes in the sink? The orgasm, definitely. So you're just tricking. You keep tricking until your body gets used to letting go of a little bit more control.
And sometimes having that orgasm is going to be what helps you get the dishes in the sink done.
Right. Yeah, clears the mind. I mean, and you're like, okay, I can function now.
We got so much to do during the day, and I'm like just pissy. She'll look at me and be like, you need to come.
Like, let's go.
I didn't really think I wanted to. Like, I always want to. Yeah. But, like, I will.
Like, I didn't know that was my issue. I'm like,
God damn, look at me. Look how motivated I am now.
You're like, okay, I can go do all these things now and be a, you know, functioning human being in the world. And you're like, well, yeah. But, like,
my multitasking ability has come back. You know, yeah. I don't have this one track mind anymore.
Right.
And it's so interesting.
You don't always realize it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
But the fun thing is that one or the other you is realizing, like, oh, I think you could use a good release. It's that sexual energy that's getting built up, released through your whole body, and then you can tackle all these things throughout your day with so much more gusto and like finesse in a way, because you have sexual energy sprinkled all over it. Not saying, you know, you're screwing the Tupperware and for the dishes, but you're bringing it with you, and it's sexual energy is the most potent energy. So you're cultivating it, you're using it to your advantage, and you'll get more fans because I can feel it. They can see it coursing through you. So kudos for starting the day out with pleasure first before productivity. Productivity is much better after pleasure.
That's what we try, but it's like I said,
it is a gentle dance right now, especially with kids home for summer. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it is the worst thing in the world.
We're only 1 week in and we're like,
is it 1 week? No way.
Today's Wednesday. So I guess we're a week and a half in.
Oh, it has felt like a month.
I'm glad you guys could carve out this time for you and for me.
No, they have no choice. This is our job.
Work, man.
We're like, look, y'all go away. You know, we got you this dream life. We live near the beach.
Yep.
So you all can just chill the fuck out and go sit away now while we do work.
And it's showing your kids that you're like, you're hard workers, and they need to know that they want these things.
Well, they think that we don't work, which is funny because we work all the time. But they're literally like, you guys never work. And I'm like, I just want to punch you, but it's fine. It's just because you're not allowed to know what I do.
Exactly. They'll know later. Be like, that's what you guys work so hard. I'm so proud of you.
Right.
We've gotten to the point now where we tell them, look, I'm a photographer, and I am. And essentially, I cannot sell my product without having somebody to photograph. So mom is my product, you know. And sometimes we have to go, and we do a lot of vanilla videos too, like especially with us doing this OnlyFans TV thing. Yeah. She's done where she'll go down to like look at beach glass or sea glass on the beach, or teach how to play a game. And we just tell the kids, hey, you know, you have to stay away because you're not allowed to be on this platform at all. And they're like, oh, that's fine. We're like, it's not that it's anything bad that we're doing, it's just that
you just
cannot be part of this, and you guys just need to stay away. And afterwards, you know, we'll typically give them, hey, an hour, we need this much time, 30 minutes an hour, and then after that we're gonna go do this fun thing. And they're like, oh, okay, that's fine.
You're making room for, you know, work, pleasure, and your children, your family. And
it
sounds like
it's a tough one.
It is a balance.
It is a tough one, but it's getting easier as it goes on. And it's getting easier as we've let people in on kind of like what is happening in our lives. Cause for a while we were just totally closed off on this shit. And now that we've told the world, hey, this is what we do. And we're not ashamed of it. People are like, okay, well, hey, if you need us to step up and, you know, grab them for a week or two.
Isn't that interesting though? As soon as you share something that you possibly weren't sure if it would be, you know, received well, look at all that support. I think the world is like, you know, we're still a little closed off, but like if someone else gets open, you're like, okay, I do want to be open too. I may see how I can help them, you know.
Well, that's the first, the first real podcast episode that got approved for OnlyFans TV was our one today, which was how to tell your mom you're on OnlyFans.
Yeah, that you do OnlyFans,
So that's the one they just released today to the world. So
it's
literally, that's what it's all about. And it's the first 6 minutes of that video is literally what we released to our Facebook friends. We just put it out to the world and we were just like, fuck it, guys. We literally cannot make a living off of this anymore, hiding in the shadows.
Being afraid of knowing, like, is...
Well, we've just had our social media taken down so many times and all this other kind of stuff that we were at the point where, like, we have to build this community or else we can't continue doing this as a job.
You find the right platform for you where it's respected and accepted and really perceived quite well. And I'm proud of you guys for pushing through all the crap with social media and being shut down. It's like, so now you're here and like, how do you feel? I can see big smiles on your faces.
Oh, we're good.
I love what we do now. Other than the fact that the ebbs and flows of the job suck, like one of the downsides we had is becoming part of the bigger network. We've been part of that channel for like 4 years and we were grandfathered into a lot of rules. And they came back with fresh eyes and people that maybe were not involved
or
that entire
that.
Time
right.
and hit us with flags. So we had an entire 2 weeks of content that we couldn't sell. And 2 weeks for us income wise on content that we can't sell is like,
it's huge.
Devastating.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to build that back now. We're like, come on, guys. We just need one good rush of a week to get us back onto track. Because it's like these sacrifices that you have to make to take the next step up. It's like you take, you know, one step back, two steps forward type thing.
Right.
Two steps forward, one step back. Whatever.
Yep.
Whatever the country song is. There's a right way to say those words.
There's always a country song for it. And
right, exactly. Right.
Just... working through all the fine lines.
That's what we go through now. It's
but
just
like when we did come out and tell everybody, like we didn't have any like negative feedback, which was like really awesome. Like we told, you know, all of our parents and like told our like best friends and like nobody was like, because we thought we're like, we're going to get disowned by somebody. Like someone is going to walk away and we're going to just lose this person forever. And nobody was like that. We were like,
well, nobody that we was worthwhile. If you did walk away from us, we didn't notice. So you weren't that important. Sorry.
Right. We didn't notice. Right. And so it's like, but like the people that we were like truly cared about in our life that we like personally told, they were all like totally.
Well, and that's because
we
made sure that when we told them, our personality was involved in it and they knew that they were getting this information from us directly and not somebody else. We didn't want the narrative to be changed. We didn't want them to hear it from a friend of a friend and then be like, oh, she was forced into that, wasn't she?
Right.
You know, or some terrible negative narrative.
Right.
It's a different lens, you know. It's depending on who's, you know, wearing those perspective glasses. It's, what are you looking at and how are you viewing it and who did you hear it from? How are they viewing it?
Yeah, and anybody that knew our relationship from the outside before hearing this would be like, oh, of course, because they're like, everybody knew us. We're attached to the fucking hip. So it makes sense that we would be the people that did that. But it's better for them to hear it from us. And it made us feel a lot less anxious being able to say, hey, do you have questions? Because if you have questions,
we're here.
You can ask me instead of making up your own, thoughts. And that was one thing I told to my mom even, because my mom is the most curious person in the world. I was like, look, you're going to be uncomfortable with how comfortable I am talking about this subject. So you need to be careful with the questions that you ask.
Yeah. You're not going to get any censorship.
I'm not going to filter it. Yes. And she was like, okay.
And then she came back
she's come back a few times and been like, so have you thought about having that girl come join you?
You're like,
I'm like, mom.
And she's like, she's really pretty. Like you should. And we're like, oh my God. Stop. Like,
yes, we've thought about it. If it works, it'll work. I'll let you know.
Right.
Let's
see if we can give someone with that.
Right.
That'd
you're like,
but
like,
awesome.
Yeah, no, it's cool. So.
Yeah, and her dad was supportive too. Her dad was like, yep, that doesn't surprise me. Nothing surprises me anymore. Sorry to hear about all that stuff. Can I send you a little bit of money to help,
keep you on your feet?
Keep you on your feet.
Sure.
And we're like, we weren't asking, but yes, thank you.
And then my mom was like, hey, I'll take the kids for 2 weeks. And I was like, cool. So we can get like
so much content.
Right. I was like, we're going to get so much stuff done.
Not only that, we're able to have like content creators from all over the country now essentially come and use our home. Our home is beautiful. We are blessed to be where we are.
Right.
And that's another thank you to her father. He just happened to purchase this house long ago and then was like, you guys can live there in paradise.
Made it your own. This beautiful sectional
hub. So now we're able to welcome these people in. We're close to Disney, so it's not even like super hard to get to.
Yeah, right.
And they can come use this content. We can grow together. You know, they can use our pool, our beach nearby. We know all these places. So being able to come out and own ourselves has been pretty awesome.
Good having all those, like, the support of, like, other people that you may not have necessarily known. And you're like, cool. And now you're, like, talking with this person, like, all the time and potentially, like, having them come visit. And you're like, this is awesome. So,
Lauren, one awkward question I like to start asking people is, do you watch porn personally?
I do, yes. I actually had a click out of it to make sure it didn't, like, play in the background before I got on it.
So... this is my awkward question that I like to go to. It's not, do you watch porn? It's, when you go to watch porn, what is your search for porn? Mm-hmm. Like, how do you go about finding the porn for you?
Is okay, so search, the platform, not my keywords, right?
Yes. Well, I want platform. I want keyword. I want to know, like, Lauren is ready to, like, fucking just get nasty. And she needs some motivation. What are the steps that Lauren's getting into?
Okay. My platform is XNXX.
Okay. That's a popular one with the ladies. I know another another friend of ours that is a very, very firm believer of X and XX. Continue.
I really think that was, like, maybe the first or second one I used, and I'm like, this is fine. If it is not broke, don't fix it. So
that's fair.
There's, like, different keyword searches, but usually for the most part, it's last night actually was, like, cuckold wife. So, like, the wife is watching. Somebody
else. She's going to get into that shit. That's our next video we're actually going to make soon. Is she loves to watch me.
Yeah.
So she wants to sit back, and she's going to be the director of it, though.
Yeah.
So she's going to be the one that's like, hey, I want to see you do this to him while she's sitting back.
Or let me, like, get all,
like,
up close and, like, get all the shots.
So I appreciate it. That's a good one.
Yep.
Right?
The zoom. Yep.
You go ahead and you go to search it. And unfortunately, it's like, then it switches over. It's like just the husband watching. I'm like, what is this? No, power to the women who want to watch and tickle the skittle. Get out of here.
What's the term that you're using?
I literally wrote wife watches husband and another woman. I had to put that in.
Cuck queen.
Yeah, cuck queen.
Okay, or, I'm going to write that down.
Or cuck cake.
Okay.
Cuck cake, okay.
Yes, those are the two phrases you're going to want to search.
Okay, and then I wrote it down, so I have it. This morning was double penetration cream pie. So
okay,
yeah, two different vibes, huh? Two different vibes.
Yeah,
we've done that one.
Yeah,
we've done the double cream pie. We have not done a double penetration.
No, we have not.
We've done double vaginal penetration.
Yeah,
this is the part that's going to get
cut off. That's a good stretch. Like, you have those. The first third of the vagina is covered in the most nerve endings besides the external with the clitoris and the network. It's like a wishbone. The clitoris and the network that runs down both sides of the external vulva lips has 10,000 to 12,000 nerve endings. But inside in that G-spot, the first third is covered. So that stretching and the fill is a fantastic feel. Besides the back door, anal is 14,000 nerve endings. And that's a whole new world.
We're working on that too.
We're working on it.
She's gotten, so I think that maybe that's worth talking about for a second, because every time we get into this discussion on this, it's everybody's interested. It's one of those taboo things. To me, it's not taboo. I will eat her ass all day long.
Right.
It does not bother me. I will go to town.
How do you? I love that. I'm so happy it's here.
It's my favorite midday snack. Sometimes I'll just be like, hey,
he's
let
like,
me get,
hey, I need
hey,
some
let me
lunch,
get some of that.
And I'm like, cool.
And it's right next door to my other best friend, too. So.
Yeah, I can just go over and visit.
Exactly. We just hang out with them both at the same time.
Well, buffet. Yeah.
Exactly. But it's one of those things for her. She was so against it at first. She wouldn't even let me put a plug in.
Yeah.
And then it moved up. And then we got to, like, okay, we have three different size plugs. And we do 20 minutes at a time to kind of get that dilation thing going. And then after 10 years, I finally got my entire dick in her butt. And it was awesome. I'm not sure that you loved it the first time. I think it was almost, like, too much to, like...
There was a lot. It was a lot going on.
In,
super,
you know?
New.
Yeah.
But you weren't also, like, this
Stop,
is terrible.
Ow. Right.
And I think you could see how it would get to the point of being
right.
more enjoyable.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's happened a few times, but, like, you know, still new, so... So it's a journey.
It is cool, though.
It's a journey. It's just a journey. Like everything else in our life. So
can I recap for the readers the best way to have pleasurable anal play?
You can.
Listeners, sorry, I said readers. No one's reading this. Anyway.
There's going to be captions at the bottom. Won. So, you know.
Step one, lubrication. So, three important things. Lubrication is a must. Silicone lubrication is needed because if you use a water-based lubes need water to activate itself and to stay wet. Otherwise, it just absorbs. Then you now, have a dry booty hole, which is what you started with. So that rimming outside is everything. So you can just take a small finger. What happens is the receptor muscle in the back are going to be no matter what tight, right? Otherwise, we'd be like Clydesdale horses just kind of dropping everywhere we walk, right? So you have these muscles that hold things in, right? So when you do get stimulated, the muscles itself are starting to relax. And then you can start with the dilation. So the second important thing is that relaxation and dilation. When you mention the three different plugs, it's, you know, you can start with like a pinky, right? But if you have to go all the way up to a girthy penis or a toy, you really can't just go like 0 to 100, you know, you go very, very slow. And it does take 20 minutes, like you said, Jason, or separate nights. Yes. And then communication is huge, right? Does separate nights work though? What's up?
Because I feel like separate nights, at that point, that butthole has reset itself.
So when I say separate nights, one night you start with the smallest plug, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're having regular vaginal penetration at the same time, okay? The body's getting used to it, okay? The mind is getting used to it, which is the important thing. The second night, you do it again, but you go up to the second plug, okay?
Okay.
So it doesn't have to all be in one night, totally whatever, user preference, right? But your body's getting used to it. You're like, I knew I took that small one last night. I can do it again, and I'm excited to go to the bigger one.
What about being uncomfortable having sex while having that plug in? Is that a common thing to have too?
What was that again, Jason?
Being uncomfortable, like, so having the plug in and then me trying to penetrate her vaginally.
Yeah. So what is uncomfortable about it?
I don't know, just like...
I've never felt it personally, so I can't tell you.
Well, we can work on that, Jason.
No, it just feels like it's almost like hitting, like it's hitting the plug and it's just like too much like pressure, I guess. I don't know. Like we've never really been successful having both in at the same time. It's like, okay, like if you're going to like go in, we have to take the plug out because I can't do both.
But I think it's because you're not familiar with the sensation. I think it's a different sensation that you're not used to and you're not sure if it's something you're supposed to be feeling.
It's various. There could be various reasons. And also, I want to mention that the lining between the anus and the vagina is like 9 sheets of paper. It is very
Yeah, hello
thin.
From the other side. I do that shit all the time.
You're like, hey, hey. And that's the fun thing. If you have, like, for example, a vibrating butt plug, and they come in all different shapes and sizes, right? So what if you have a slimmer one that still has the solid flared base for safety, but you have a thinner one, it won't possibly feel as like too filling. It's like uncomfortable, a lot of pressure. Variation between different sizes and different widths and also different materials. Yeah, little by little. And it's, I don't want you to get stuck up on, you know, it's like, it's just don't know yet. Like each different could be different too. Each time could be different.
You're still actively selling sex toys as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So can I have you back on one time?
Love. You just do sex toys.
You just pitch me on sex toys. One of my favorite things to do is to go into a sex store and to ask the person at the front desk, what is your favorite product here? I want you to sell me on something.
Sell me.
I'm a salesman. Before I got into all this, I was a salesman. I did real estate. All that kind of shit. So I love a good sale.
I'm in.
I feel like a good sales pitch is going to teach somebody more about a product than any fucking product manual could.
Right.
Because a salesperson is able to put it into perspective with the person they're selling it to, and they can, you know, put that real life, you know, thing together. So let's get you back on the books, if you don't mind.
I would be honored.
100% just do that.
That would be awesome.
And we'll make it, obviously it'll be a video, but we'll make it audio, you know, capable too, so that people that are, you know, riding in their car and want to hear about it can then go back and check out that
Absolutely.
Stuff later.
Sorry, I was getting hot. I took my robe off. I'm like,
oh, you're fine.
Let's go. All right.
No, let's for real do that, because that is something that I'm super curious about. Yes. And Steph is not very well versed in it, because it's
not
just
yet.
Been something that I've always gone and
not
just
yet.
Taken care of. She's gone into stores with me stuff like that.
But I'm like, okay, looked around. All right, cool. Let's go.
Yeah,
like,
it's everything looks the same to her.
Yeah.
There's no differences. And there is differences. I know there is. You know, there's the material, the shape, the curve, the everything.
So we haven't been back in since, like, the anxiety
is... I hate sex stores now.
Here's the thing with
a lot
stores.
Of them are so cheap.
They may not know what they're doing behind the desk. They're also just watching you without being confident enough to ask you if they can help you. And also, they're just kind of like watching you and judging you on how big that is. And it can be really awkward. You also can't take them out of the containers to feel the material.
That's
material,
true. Yeah.
Everything. And that can, even that can just change the experience. Even if it's the same size, even if it's the same vibration and strength, the material and the medical grade silicone, just the way that lubrication feels on it, it's so different. So.
Okay.
And you're always going to find, the fun thing is, you're always going to find. So, for example, two people, you're going to find one or the other is the one that looks for the variations. Okay. The other one is like, I'll go with you. Okay. And then when you have a truple, there's usually just one. Okay. So, like, we're all good at different things, right? For example, one will write the grocery list, the other one will go to the store. So it's, we're all, you know, I love that one of you is interested in the variations and
that
how
New England accent came out real hard on the store there, didn't it?
Yeah,
you like that?
You totally forgot the R in the store.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, store. Yeah, no, it's just STOE. That's it.
I was like, whoa, wait.
I've got family that live up in Boston.
When you do the captions, you actually have to write the R in.
Store.
I actually have to write my R in when I have it auto captioned. I'm like, this is stupid. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
No, you're totally right though. I don't I like going in because I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
And I like to push the limits of the person behind the counter to see how comfortable they really are.
You're a brat. That's good.
I am.
That
I'm
is fun.
And it also makes her uncomfortable too, with how comfortable I am.
But like not in like a bad way.
Not in a
like,
bad way. She thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
And she'll go along. She's totally not going to miss me, like, doing the spiel. Because she wants to hear it, too.
I just want to see, I like seeing their face and, like, just knowing, like, how comfortable he is and just seeing them kind of, like, squirm a little bit. And you're just...
Like, one of my favorite ones, I walked into a sex store one time. It's like, I walked in with her and her best friend.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, hey, so I am going to get to have a threesome tonight at a casino. What toys would you recommend?
Oh, we were both
this could
like,
be a once-in-a-lifetime
oh,
opportunity
God.
For
yeah.
me, so don't fuck it up. And they just looked at me like, and they fucked it up.
They fucked it up. What?
They
that is such a sales opportunity.
They sold me this humongous double-sided vibrating dildo that neither of them could even fit inside.
We were like,
now look at my face. No.
Like, we got it back. It was
I was young enough at the time. This was 7 years ago at the time.
Yeah, if not more.
It was for my 30th.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
What a great
it was 7 years ago. So I didn't know any better to be like, hey, that's way too big and it's not going to be what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. And what part do I have in this?
Right.
Yeah. Shame on them, though. Because, I mean, you would like, okay, that's unfortunately like that porn view. Okay. It's like, oh, okay, so what I've seen as porn is definitely what these normal, regular people who want to have a threesome for his 30th at a casino are going to need. No, those people were fluffed in the back for 5 hours before they took that double dong that vibrated. You can't,
Well, it's crazy because, like, how many sex store employees are going to get set up for a sales pitch like that, too? You know, usually you have to try to, like, read between the lines to figure out what your customer needs.
Very
I walked straight up and was like, this is it. You know, and they just totally fucking flubbed.
Yep.
They weren't
But that's not everybody's going to rise to the occasion, and not unfortunately because of the stigma of sex stores, they're not going to attract the right employees. all of the time. You know?
Very true.
So that's unfortunate. But that just makes people like Lauren even more important, because that means when you're going to her
right now, I'm like, I know exactly what they would need for that casino night. I know exactly what would be good. So I'm trying not to say what you guys
I want to hear it. Okay. What would you recommend?
First off, so if it'd be a casino and you are, you know, like renting a hotel room, you may not need a sexy throw blanket. But if you, as the, you know, gift receiver, would want to watch them have fun, a blanket that could be put down that massage oil could be rubbed all over and they can enjoy each other. Especially the feeling of a woman is very different. So when it's a woman touching a woman, it's just so much touch outside the body before it's even possibly internal. So I'd focus more on things that taste good too, to activate the saliva, you know, especially if anybody is drinking or smoking, you get cotton mouth. No one likes a cat tongue. Slow and gentle, like some slow and gentle toys and some massage items to get the whole body to be calm enough and relaxed enough to maybe have one or two orgasms to start, then bring you in. And for you to go in, once they're excited, they can probably go for maybe 4 to 5 hours more. So I would suggest a cock ring so you could actually last a little longer.
Oh, I don't need that. I'm good.
Yeah, you go. Okay, so you exercise.
I'm a professional. Look, you need to get off XNXX, you need to come check out OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass, because I throw this thing down.
Okay, what was that one more time?
OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass, or the full VIP experience
classroom.
At the classroom. OnlyFans.com/TheClassroom. Just saying, no cock readings needed here. I'm all natural.
Right. So you're the champion, the marathon champion. And that is a skill. And that's a thing that is an achievable skill, but some people have right off the bat. So no cock ring.
It took a long time to get to that point of being able to do that. And I used to joke about it. I used to joke about being able to do it. Like, oh yeah, I could do it. But no, now I really can.
And I'm like
the other night we were fucking a unicorn.
Yeah.
Yes. And
I was like, all right, you ready for me to come?
Usually.
Well, look, you ever make it down to Florida, we'll take care of you.
I'll have to ask my fiance, but yeah, definitely. I could go on some rides and then come on over to your place.
There you go.
We're the real Magic Kingdom.
Jason, have you ever talked about this as a segment to help other penis owners last a little longer?
No, I have not. But it's because it's one of those things where I feel like most people don't want to hear about me talking about it.
Yeah.
Bull.
I swear. Mm. Every time I dig into it, people ignore it.
You can just see the they're gone.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
They're like, yeah, of course you can do it because you've been doing porn for years. I'm like, no, it's because I've practiced and I've learned how to read my body's cues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've learned how to put my mind somewhere else when I need to for a moment and bring it back in when I need to.
Right.
But I'm at the point now where I was telling her the other night, I was fucking her. I was like, you ready for me to come? And she's like, you can go a little longer. I was like, all right, cool. So I fucking literally just kept going and I fucked you for another 15 minutes. I fucked the other chick for another 20 minutes after that. And then I was like, now are you ready for me to come?
Right.
And she's like, yeah, that's fine. I was like, cool. And it was like within a minute, I'm like, good to go.
Like that on command, it's so much control over separating your body and your mind from the end orgasm. It is a skill. I would love to chat about it more in depth, Jason, honestly. I have my own podcast as well and I'm just getting going, but this would be huge. I can't train myself to talk about penis strength and longevity. I don't have one. If I did, I'd never leave my house. So
well, we're happy to talk to you anytime.
Yeah.
You are a blast. You are 100% our type of person.
Yeah.
And I could tell immediately from the pre-interview that you were gonna be our type of person, but I'm convinced now. So we're gonna be hearing from you again, hopefully. Because I definitely want you on for the sex toy thing. And I'm probably just gonna bring you back in general and pick your brain for different shit. Maybe you'll be our go-to person for weird questions.
I love questions. And it's like, oh, everybody gets worried. Like, is this a stupid question? I'm like, it's only stupid if you don't ask. Like, no,
yep.
Exactly. We need questions.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and call this one. And we will get you on scheduled for the next one. Yeah. Everybody, please go check out Sex Coach.
That's what you were going to. We always say, how are we?
Yes, one last thing.
Yeah, so Stephanie keeps us on game. Thank you. Totally forgot too.
Part of this journey and us trying to help other people is trying to help women with anxiety, like Stephanie, who struggled to even just reach out to ask for help because they didn't know what to expect when they reached out. So if somebody's to reach out to you, Lauren, and they're looking for coaching, are you going to call them on the phone immediately? Or are you going to send them an email? How are they going to do it? Because like I tell everybody else, if you call Stephanie on the phone, your business is fucking dead.
I will not answer and you'll never hear from me again. So
if someone reaches out to me, they can reach out to me on email, LinkedIn, Instagram. If you send me a message, I'll send a message back like, hey, that took a lot of courage to reach out. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? You know, and I asked too, I'm like, would you rather this be a phone conversation or do you want to chat like a little bit more low key on Messenger? Or would you like a voice message so it's more personal so you can hear my voice?
Beautiful.
Okay.
That is exactly what we're looking for, yes. Because sometimes it's just that little bit of anxiety about, I don't want to fucking talk to somebody on the phone, especially about this.
Yeah.
Right.
That will stop somebody from reaching out to you and getting help in the first place.
Very much so. It's already a lot of pressure. So I make it as low pressure as possible. You do the shots. I don't really, you know. I ask questions. Perfect. When you answer them is when you answer them. And that's when it's time. That's it.
Okay.
On your page. Right. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome. Hopefully we will have your link and all that kind of stuff in our description as well. And hopefully they will reach out to you now that they know that you're not just going to call them right away and make them talk on the phone.
No.
Such scary
Have the awkward conversations.
You do gangbangs, but call somebody on the phone, order a pizza. Fuck that.
I'm out.
We're all into different things and what makes us comfortable. That comfortability level, right?
Yes.
I love it.
All right, Lauren, until next time, hang tight with me for a second while this this recording finishes up. And thank you again for joining us. And everybody else, if you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure that you go give us some reviews. We are in desperate need of any sort of podcast reviews. Feel free. You know, you can say, hey, Jason sucks, but Stephanie is gorgeous. So here's 5 stars. I don't care. Just give us any sort of rating so that people can find us. And also make sure you go check out Lauren. Lauren, thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, friend.
Have a good day.
You too.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, you know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7, and I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. BathmateDirect.com/StephanieClassX.